Another glorious afternoon here. The wind is kicking up a little bit out to left field. You can hardly see the grass out above the fence in left field. The fans are sitting out on that berm, and they're filling up right center field as well, which puts a smile on the face of the president and CEO of the San Francisco Giants. That is Lawrence Bear. How are you today?
Hi, Marty. Lawrence?
I thought I'd call you Lawrence today.
It's an official day. And it's the first Marty Lurie show around a game. I know you were on last weekend, and I was actually in New York, but had reports that you had you and John pretended it was a rain delay.
Exactly, that's exactly what we did. I said, John, this is perfect. I said, you should do more of this on the rain delays. And he says, no, we're not, because we have you.
Well, let me just say one thing. Good. This is a tradition. Some good things tend to happen when you and I talk on the first weekend game that you're on the air in spring training. Good things happen in the 7 month little soap opera that plays out.
The mosaic, the story, the new book that plays out every day, a chapter every day, the soap opera, and you never know where it's going to go.
That's right. I see it exactly like that. I mean, it's like an odyssey that you go through, and our fans talk about this a lot, where you become attached to players, and you become attached to personalities, and it's like no other sport that, and it starts down with spring training, you get to know new personalities on the club, and you get to reacquaint with guys coming back, and what it really turns into is becomes part of your family to the real, to the fans, not just the hardcore fans. It becomes kind of part of the rhythm of your daily life. And I know that was that way for me when I was growing up with Willie Mays and Willie McCovey, and there's an era of, Will Clark and Matt Williams and that group and Barry Bonds. And now how about the kids that are growing up and the adults are growing up with Lincecum, Kane, Posey, Pence?
How about it? It's funny. I say it's a comfort food. And there's a rhythm of the world, a rhythm of life, and a rhythm of America.
Yeah.
That when after the Super Bowl is over, everyone says, all right, let's hear the bat and ball. Let's get that pop of the mitt coming in. And that's what you wait for. And Scott, look at Scottsdale. I mean, I know you love it. I love it coming down here. But just describe what it looks like and just the feeling that you get coming down here.
Well, it's a totally, totally different vibe from the intensity of the season, and that's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with the intensity of the season. The intensity of the season is what it's all about. But you go to a ball game, and it's still preserved, even though there are a lot of people here, and the games sell out. Certainly, the weekend games sell out. What you do have is you have a situation where you're screaming out, you yell, hey, Buster, from the third row. And Buster looks at you, what do you want? There's an intimacy, it's probably the word, that you have when you're in the outfield and you're sitting out in the outfield lawn and they're shagging balls, and you call up for a ball and they throw it up, and it's a very relaxed, beautiful thing. And it's kind of baseball's essence. And sometimes it's hard to capture it in big ballparks with the intensity of a pennant race, or the intensity of even around opening day and the pressures. And here, guys, it's the same guy. The good news is it's the same guys playing.
I know.
And unlike some sports, it's a preseason game, but you're going to get a good collection of your favorites, because they have to get in baseball shape. You can't. Maybe in some sports you can sit out the preseason and then show up on the first game. You've got to get your work in if you're Madison Bumgarner or Buster Posey, who, by the way, just walked down to the bullpen to a rousing ovation.
All right, that brings me to Hunter Pence. Now, spring training, these are games. There's a hard ball on the other side. There's a young pitcher on the other side. The one thing you don't want, you want to get out of here without any injuries to everybody, including you, me, and everyone else, the bat boy. But Pence gets hit, broken arm. Now, what do you do? You're the spokesperson for the organization. What do you say?
Well, I think the first thing you say is, if we're anything like we've been in the recent years, where we've had lots of injuries and some crushing injuries in the middle of the season, I think what you say is you don't panic and you don't freak out. And I think whether it was Buster's injury in 2011, or essentially losing Matt Cain and Angel Pagan last year and winning the World Series, there are ways to work it out. Hunter, I had a text with Hunter, and Hunter's thing is, look, I think I'm losing minimal time here. And when you believe that, whether he loses a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it is, it's good, because his head's in the right place. And so he said there's a blessing in it, and who knows? Maybe there'll be a player that can emerge and show something that gets him, you know, he's not going to take Hunter Pence's spot, but maybe he becomes our new fifth outfielder, new fourth outfielder, et cetera. So I think the inevitable question is, are we going to go out and acquire somebody?
Right.
Because we lost Hunter for, you know, some period in April. We don't know what that period will be. The answer is probably no. I mean, would we acquire a guy that's going to be somebody that's in a trade? I don't think so. I mean, I think what we're going to do is look what we have from within, test some things, and see what we have. You know, Marty, you and I have talked about this. It's, and it really never changes. The first, take 162 games, first 50 games, see what you got. Mm-hmm. Next 50 games, do something about it. The following 62 games, play like heck.
Yeah, the pros take over. I always like to say that. You want to get through the middle of the season with some young players, and you don't want the pitching to fall apart in August. And that brings me to the next question. If anyone has a question about the ball club, it's the starting pitching. Now, today we'll see Bumgarner. First 2-3 weeks of spring training, nothing. It means, I talked to Cepeda last night about it. He says, you know, when we left spring training, Marichal would go 9. That's all we wanted to happen. But starting pitching still is somewhat of a question. How do you feel about it with Kane, Lincecum, Peavy, and all that? Are you happy with the way the offseason went?
Well, I you know what I'm happy about is I think we have some good depth. And both in the starters and some good depth in the bullpen, it bring back essentially the four core guys who've been through three World Series, and then we have one spot perhaps up for grabs. So if you take a 12-man pitching staff, you have our five starters, but you have the backups or the security blanket, the insurance of Vogelsong and Petit, which is a good thing to have. I mean, people forget Vogelsong had, 31, 32 starts last year. Petit showed his tremendous value last year, both as starter and a reliever. And then you bring back kind of your core four. I mean, nobody would doubt how valuable the bullpen was last year. And you take Affeldt and Romo and Casilla and Lopez coming back. Then that makes you feel a little better about the fact that, yes, Matt Cain is coming off of surgery. He's looked great so far, but it's coming off of surgery. And Tim Lincecum has looked good. Yes, he's coming off of a subpar year. But it makes us feel better. I'm going to throw out a question
ahead
to you,
sure,
and see if you can answer it. Maybe you know this, but it's a startling statistic. We won the World Series last year. Do you know what the record of our starting pitchers was?
Yeah, well, only Bumgarner had a win.
We know what the record was during the season.
Oh, during the starting pitching?
Yeah.
Well, I did talk about that quite a bit. I'm going to say, God, I'm just guessing here.
Put you on the spot.
I'm going to say 42 and 49.
Yeah, well, you're on the right track. Under 500.
Yeah.
So the starters were under 500. We won the World Series. The starters were 56 and 60.
Okay.
And what does that tell you? That tells you, because we had a lot of quality starts throughout, from Hudson early on, Peavy later on, and we mixed and matched it. But the point is, there were so many games that the bullpen took over. We won 88 games. The starters won 56 of the 88. The bullpen took over, and that's, I think, you know, will be similar to this in this coming year. Now we got to make sure we get enough productivity out of the starters. And so we've got to make sure we don't burn out the bullpen. I mean, there's a lot of caveats, but I think that we're going to have the formula has worked. And let's see what we can do this year. Everybody, the five that are out there seem very healthy right now. The five that are going to start in the rotation.
Well, I'll tell you this. In the last 98 games, the Giants were 45 and 53. And there's a reason why, and that it's because some of the pitching did fall apart in the last couple of months. Going into the playoffs, here it is, Bumgarner in Pittsburgh, Valquez, and going into that crazy Pittsburgh and the noise and all that. How did you think that playoff was going to turn out the whole month? What did you think?
Well, the first thing was, I know Brian Sabian shares this, I was very nervous going into a one-gamer. The one-gamer is just, it's in some ways, it's not baseball. But in some ways, it's the essence of baseball, right? So you have one game, do or die, and going into a hostile environment. A hostile, the fans were great, but they were, you know, loud, and they were not rooting for the Giants. So you go into that, and look, I mean, Crawford's grand slam just changed everything. the way the 18-inning game, I think, changed everything in the Washington series. And so, but going in on a one-game do-or-die, it's just so fraught with nerves. I think the one thing we had going for us is the culture of that clubhouse with Bochy and the coaches. And we had, what was the number, 16, something like that, of guys who had a ring. There were on that in uniform in the 25-man roster that day, that number had a ring. And so they knew what you need to do to get all the way to the finish line.
But we didn't know they knew it until they started playing. And once they started playing, then we said, oh, yeah, they know how to play in October. And that was the best part of October, the 16-inning game and the games against the Cardinals. And it was a great World Series. It was a great World Series. It was a World Series. That was a baseball for the ages World Series.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to say before the season, if just to a baseball fan, if you were to say the season's going to end where you're going to have a man on third, two, I forget the names of the teams or the players, a man
you're
on third,
me nervous.
Two outs, one run separation in Game 7.
That's it.
In the bottom of the ninth.
Come on.
You'd say, this is nirvana. This
Come
is
on.
Baseball heaven.
And we're still in it until we start again. And that's the beauty of baseball. Only one team can say, hey, we won our last game and ride that honeymoon. But thanks for being on again. This is good.
Can I'm looking forward to participating in this mosaic with you again this year.
We've got a few tiles in there already. Let me tell you something. We'll have to see how it turns out. Okay. But that last tile fit in perfectly, and I told that to Larry Krueger.
Well, that's beautiful. And thank you for all you do with the fans and staying on late. And you can have a few 8, 9, 10 p.m. Sunday night wrap-ups.
Absolutely. I'll be on today, post-game today, and we'll get our first post-game out of the way.
Go long. Don't go short. Stay on the air.
I have a dinner engagement.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you have beautiful Heather here, so I guess I figure that that's a good excuse to spring training. We'll let you go just a few hours.
All right. Thanks. All right. Good
but
to see you.
Thanks for everything you do for the fans. Right. Let's have a good year.
All right. Thank you. That's Larry Baer, President CEO of the Giants.